Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring some of your favorite Motown artists performing songs that didn't reach very high on the top 40 U.S. Billboard charts. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, Little Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Commodores, Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Four Tops, and Mary Wells, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Dance and sing.
Do it if you can.
snoozing.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory with the Jackson 5, that was Whatever You Got, I Want. That was the most poorly charted song, and that reached number 38 from 1974. Before that, Little Stevie Wonder, when he was still little, Hey Harmonica Man, number 29 from 1964. And we started off with the Marvelettes, My Baby Must Be a Musician, and that reached number 17 from 68. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring Motown songs that didn't chart very high, but they were top 40 songs by some of your favorite Motown artists. Well, coming up, a number 32 song from 1969 with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Doggone Right. While Smokey Robinson was clearly the number two person in the Motown record label behind founder Berry Gordy Jr., Berry acknowledged that fact when in 1961, he provided the singer with a corporate vice president title. While in addition to providing the label with 27 top 40 hits with the Miracles, Smokey also wrote, co-wrote, or produced some of Motown's biggest hits. While Smokey founded the Miracles, all Detroit-born, while attending the city's Northern High School. As the Matadors, they played locally, usually performing Robinson originals. In 1957, they met Berry Gordy Jr. while they were auditioning for Jackie Wilson's manager. Well, Gordy, who had written songs for Wilson, was impressed not only by their presentation, but by Smokey's great songwriting. Here is Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, right here on Motown Memories.
You brighten up, baby, each and every day that I have to face. And if the sun don't shine, your smile is there to take its place. Sweet and warm, tender touch, loving me, know that it means so much to be loved.
Oh,
Commodores with Flying High, a number 38 tune from 1978. And we started with Doggone Right, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, number 32 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown artists having songs that aren't very popular. They didn't reach the top 40 status very high, but they're great songs nonetheless. Well, coming up, the second-to-last song that Diana Ross and the Supremes ever had. The song was called No Matter What Sign You Are, and it only reached number 31 in 1969. Well, in early 1969, Diana Ross's future departure was wildly rumored, and that November, Motown issued the official press release. Speculation as to who would replace her focused on Syreeta Wright, who was a signed artist on the Motown record label, but Berry Gordy gave the spot to Jean Terrell, boxer Ernie Terrell's sister, to whom he signed a solo contract earlier. Well, here is the second-to-last Diana Ross and the Supremes song, No Matter What Sign You Are, right here on Motown Memories.
Seven numbers can straighten out my
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
That was one of the first Motown artists to have great success, Mary Wells. That song was called Your Old Standby, and that reached number 40 from 1963. Tragically for Mary Wells' career, she decided to leave the Motown record label when she turned 21 and only had one hit after that. Before that, we heard from the Four Tops, Just Seven Numbers Can Straighten Out My Life. That reached number 40 from 1971. And we started off with Diana Ross and the Supremes, No Matter What Sign You Are, number 31 from 1969. As mentioned, that was the second-to-last Motown hit by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Of course, their last was number one, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. The next half hour will continue to feature Motown songs from great Motown artists, but they didn't have much success with them, barely reaching the top 40 in most cases. So stay tuned to Motown Memories.